Investigators from the NTSB have yet to interview the bus driver. Agency Vice Chairman Christopher Hart says they're still waiting for clearance from the driver's doctors. Some witnesses have suggested the driver might have dozed off, but Hart didn't directly address that.
We also want to know what kind of training programs the company has and what kind of fatigue management programs the company has.
Two devices from the bus have been shipped to D.C. for assessment. One is a video camera and the other is called an engine control module. It could contain data, including the speed of the bus. From New Rochelle, Peter Haskell, WCBS 880 News.